Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Welcome back to 5-Minute Fatherhood. It's Jeff and Jeremy here. We have a little bit more serious topic today. We try to always make it a combination throughout the week for you of fun, of serious, of out of the box, of creative. And today's is one that's a little bit more serious, and that is that passivity is the sin of our first father, Adam, and that is actually the most recurring sin that can actually hinder or block or show up in a lot of dads' lives, preventing them from leading the family team. Jeremy, what do you think on this?
So you guys know when you're watching awesome like superhero movies, the origin story is always one of the most interesting things because it kind of lays out the struggle that that character is going to be really battling the entire movie or the whole life of that character. And the Bible has an origin story for the father and what we're battling, and that is what happens in Genesis 2 and 3 with our first father, Adam. And God gave Adam a really specific job. He says in Genesis 2 that he was supposed to keep the garden, right? He was supposed to cultivate and keep the garden. Keep is really referring to kind of the word of guard. And then you get to Genesis 3 and you find that there's this serpent in the garden talking to his wife, and hopefully you guys know that story from Genesis 3. That's what caused the fall of man. But what's really interesting about the origin story in Genesis 2 and 3 is that when you look at what happened, one of the things that it says when Eve was eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil that caused the fall of humanity, it says Adam was with her, which is always shocking to me. And every time I read that, I'm like, what the heck was he doing, right? His job, he was given a job in Genesis 2 to keep the garden. And he wasn't doing that. He doesn't say anything. In fact, it says in the New Testament that Adam wasn't even deceived by the serpent. And so you're looking at this really wrestling with what is going on, what happened to Adam. And that's, I think, the best word that sums it up in the origin story of what fathers struggle with and what our first father struggled with was passivity. We tend to look at problems and then we tend to kind of avoid them and we tend to not engage. There's a great moment in the movie Incredibles where he yells out, "Bob, engage!" You know, that's like, that's the cry of every mother and that's the struggle of every father. Every time I see a problem in the house, my first instinct is run upstairs and turn on a podcast and everything will go away. It's like, and so that's our problem, and it really is right there in Genesis. So it's a big, big issue for us as dads.
Totally, and I totally agree. And guys, I want to make sure we don't fall off onto just crazy characters with this one, where I don't think when we say the opposite of passivity does not mean you need to go throw an axe and eat a huge steak and just be this insanely aggressive, manly picture of whatever you think that means. That's not what it means. And then two, I also think the character that also sometimes, and has actually shown up in church history, that to the damage of women is actually that because a man is passive, that somehow women have no brains and are not able to make any choices for themselves. Those are the two things we're not saying. But what we are clearly saying is that, it's just there in the DNA of a father to defend, protect, to guard, to lead, to shepherd. And when sin wants to corrosively erode and attack that part of our gift. Now, that plays out in different ways. Like I said, sometimes that's a little louder for some men, sometimes that's a little quieter, but those things still should be playing out. So we want to leave you with room to, not struggle, but like leave you from room to be, understand that every dad is like that, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's this cookie cutter way. And yeah, I would agree that, like Jeremy said, that's at the core of this is essentially dads, when you see a problem in the family, don't run, but engage or lean in is another way I put it, right? So lean into it with listening. Like for me, before I can engage or the first step of engagement before action for me, I've learned with this is I kind of have to lean in to listen of like, what's really going on here? Yeah. I have to be sensitive to the spirit. I kind of have to ask questions of Alyssa. I have to think on it for a couple of days. And so I would say make sure that that's also a step too of leaning in and kind of like thoughtfulness before. Because like I think sometimes, and it's not like people know we're not saying this, but we sometimes, I know my reaction can be to actually lean in and quash it. Like, stop, just be done. This problem's over.
Yeah, when it's a different form of passivity almost.
Exactly. Yeah. That's almost passivity of like, I don't want my heart to go here, so I'm just going to kind of bulldoze the family.
That's right.
So let your heart go there. Be sensitive. But like we're all saying, and what the theme is, you have to lean in, you have to engage. But don't be surprised when passivity creeps up, don't let the devil Don't let the devil take you there, because that's literally the most, the biggest pattern of a father's sin. That's the big, like, because it was the first sin. And that was a little trick. One of my seminary professors always taught me, as he said, he called it the law of firsts. And what he meant is when anything shows up first in scripture, it's kind of the scripture's way of showing, like, this is the pattern or precedent of how it'll probably always play out. And it's kind of true. Like, what's the first way God related to his people? What's the first command God gave? What's the first way he responded to sin? What was Adam's first sin? What was, like, there's a lot of patterns there in Genesis. And I think passivity is clear there. So how would you close that out or wrap that up with a challenge or a thought?
You'll never really stop. Yeah, I think that's right. You'll never stop battling this if this is a struggle for you, like it is for most dads. It's our default setting. And I feel like you have to sort of pick and choose. And I like this. If you go to work and you drive home in the afternoon and you're about to come home, a lot of times, you know, you have to make a decision on your way home to sort of, you click into engagement mode, become an engaged dad. Like, and sometimes that may mean you need to rest or find a way to sort of recover so that you can be engaged. But it's really important. It takes a lot of intentionality to say, I'm going to click into engagement mode. I'm going to, like, ooh, what's going on there? Ooh, why does that conflict keep happening? I'm going to, like, dial into the hearts of my kids, all those things. Yeah. Because there is a serpent in your garden that's coming after your kids. And the only thing really standing between that serpent and your wife and your children is you. You have to be there. You have to engage. You have to quash that serpent as it's trying to worm its way into your house. And so just be that kind of person, knowing that this is something we have to battle, we have to lean into. God has given us the strength and the responsibility to do this. And as dads, we have to make the decision, let's really try to make this happen. Even though it's not easy, we got to overcome this one.
Hey guys, we want to personally invite you to our 5-Minute Fatherhood Facebook group. Even if you don't use Facebook, consider jumping into this group, because we're creating a community of dads who are learning to coach their family teams on mission. We help answer questions you have about fatherhood, we celebrate wins, we interact with you through exclusive live Q&A sessions, and more. Just go to Facebook and search for 5-Minute Fatherhood, all spelled out, no numbers, and request to join.